is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Andrew.
Yes.
How can we help you, sir?
I met this straight guy named Ben, and we went on a date. So we were, you know, he's like, okay, let's go out on a date. I'm going to take you, of all places, to his work party.
For the first date?
Yeah.
I don't know. Work parties can be super awkward, especially if you're bringing someone new.
Because usually free drinks.
It was completely free drinks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's wrong with that?
See, but usually.
Know, but at first, that's how I thought. I'm thinking, oh my, you know, this is going to be really awkward, but great time. I'm telling you.
Okay.
We had a blast, and I hung out with his coworkers, really, everybody was just having a kick-ass time. We were dancing. It was lit. I mean, and then it's like now I'm not hearing back.
Yeah. So because here's my thing. My thing with the work parties being the first thing is that when you see somebody, you assume that the person that they bring is either like a husband or wife or a long-term partner. You know what I'm saying? You don't usually go, oh, this is your first time, you know, with this person. So my guess, I'll tell you what my guess is right now. I bet you that his coworkers probably didn't even know he was gay.
But does it even matter? I mean, come on, like.
No, it doesn't matter to me, but I'm saying that that's probably what it is. Maybe, I don't. That's just my guess. I mean, unless you think, did anything weird happen during the date?
It's not like we kissed or anything, you know. I mean, we did, but it wasn't at the party. Nobody, you know, his coworkers didn't see anything like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If he's bringing you to a work party, he's not trying to hide you.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll find out. We're going to call him next, all right?
Okay. Hello?
Is this Ben?
Yes.
Hi, Ben. This is the Get Up Crew. We're calling from Hot 96.9, a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Hi.
I know it sounds weird what we're calling you, but the reason we're calling you is because we actually were contacted by a gentleman who's very, very fond of you and would love to go on a date with you. And we're willing to pay for the date, you know, if you're willing to get together with this guy.
Who?
I'll just tell you the guy's name. His name is Andrew. He contacted us, and he said that you guys went to your work party together.
Oh.
And he said he had a great time, and he wants to continue to see you. You know, see if there's potential for a relationship, but that you're not getting back at him.
I can't believe this man.
Can I say something real quick? Because it sounds like you're not into him. Can I just say... I want to ask you, why did you choose your work party as a place for a first date?
Because it was coming up and he seemed like a nice guy. And it wasn't like I thought, oh, he'd be perfect for this. I was just... There was no downside that I could foresee.
Yeah.
And I would love to have seen the downside beforehand. But it didn't seem like a big deal to me at the time.
Well, what was the downside?
The downside is that he becomes an inappropriate asshole when he becomes smashed. That's
really?
The downside.
Okay.
All right, you got to tell us
what
happened.
We need to know what he did.
Yeah.
Well, he got completely wasted. And then he got all handsy and grabby and borderline assaulted my boss, my sales manager.
What?
A couple other people probably that I
what did he do to your boss?
Yeah, he walked up to her and he was like, oh, those can't be real. And then he grabbed her tits and he walked away and slapped her in the ass.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
oh my god.
Wait a minute, hold on. Ben, Andrew's on the phone, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Practically borderline harassment, please.
No, it was straight up harassment, I'm sorry.
So first of all, no one was offended. Everyone was having a great time. I don't like women, Ben. I mean, I like women to hang out with. That one, your coworker, Jennifer, I think her name was, she was talking about her boobs. That was complete connecting. It was not anything to do with sexuality. It was basically like two girls having a good time. Consider me a girl with a dick, basically.
Oh my.
Andrew, you idiot. She was my boss, and now I have to go and explain to her
why the person I brought was filling her up. This almost ruined my career.
Please, this is ridiculous that you feel this way. Trust me, Jennifer loves me.
I mean, you know, this all sounds like a misunderstanding. Andrew, I don't think Andrew. Yeah, I don't think you meant any harm by it. So, Ben, I mean, would you be willing to give him a second?
I'm all upset. I'm really upset right now. Like, I'm totally flustered with this. I didn't know this was going to happen. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on. Well, let's see. Ben, will you give him a second date, a second chance? You guys could talk this over. Seems like a misunderstanding. What do you say, Ben?
No, I almost lost my job because of you, and you give us all a bad name. Men, I'd say, not gay men, just men in general.
Oh, my God, Ben, you are an embarrassment to the gay community. So why don't you take the key, swallow it, hop your ass back in the closet, and shut that door.
Wow.